It's time now for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
We have a three-way tie. Everyone has 4 points.
All right, well, we got a three-way tie. I'm just going to randomly pick Hari to go first. Here we go. This week, a U.S.-led coalition conducted airstrikes against pro-regime forces in blank.
Syria.
Right. This week, Amazon announced it was launching free two-hour delivery from blank stores in 4 cities.
Department stores.
No, Whole Foods. Oh. They own Whole Foods, remember? After an incident this week, Florida police issued an advisory to the public to not call 911 for blank.
The weather.
No, do not call 911 for a police escort because you're running late to a friend's wedding.
Too many
Somebody
romantic comedies.
Did that.
Yeah.
On Monday, the Virginia Senate voted unanimously to improve medical blank treatments.
Marijuana.
Yes. On Sunday, John Mahoney, the actor best known for playing the father in the sitcom Blank, passed away at 77.
Frasier.
Yes. This week, Washington State University awarded its Community Involvement Award to player Logan Tago, who had blanked.
For feeding the homeless?
No, he won their Community Involvement Award because he completed 240 hours of community service he was sentenced to by a judge.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Tago is a defensive lineman for the Washington State Cougars. He was given the 240 hours of volunteer work sentence as part of a plea bargain after he was arrested for punching a guy and stealing his beer. During his acceptance speech as he received the award, Lago said he hoped his win inspired other students to have a judge force them into a life of community service on threat of being jailed. Bill, how did Hari do on our quiz?
Hari got 3 right, 6 more points, total of 10, and moves into the lead.
All right. Amy, why don't you go next?
Okay.
Here we go, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi gave the House's longest speech ever, calling for protections for blank.
DACA.
Right,
Dreamers.
Or the Dreamers. On Thursday, mixed doubles curling opened to the first day of the 2018 blank.
Olympics.
Yes, this week, President Trump's lawyers advised him against speaking with special counsel blank.
Mueller?
No. Mueller.
Yeah, Mueller.
On Monday, the Supreme Court upheld an anti-gerrymandering ruling in blank.
Shoot. Was that Pennsylvania?
It was. Officials in Kansas say they're considering changes to the state's election rules after blank.
The governor did something bad.
No, after 7 teenagers applied to run for governor and attorney general. I don't know why they're upset. It worked here in South Bend.
I know.
Mayor Doogie.
On Thursday, Dunkin' Donuts announced it would eliminate blank from its restaurants by 2020.
Styrofoam cups,
yeah.
Yes.
This week, a new study suggested that cutting asparagus out of your diet could help stop the spread of blank.
Smelling your pee.
No. Cancer. Cancer. Not as bad as the smell of the pee, but bad. After calling police and asking for assistance, a farmer in Scotland who spotted a tiger prowling his property realized blank.
It was a giant stuffed toy.
This is true. He called the police after he saw the tiger inside his cowshed. While waiting for them to arrive, he noticed the tiger wasn't moving, eventually realized it was a stuffed animal. He admits he was shocked at how realistic the tiger looked. He said he was even more surprised that his cows had learned to use the claw machine he had installed in the shed. Now,
in Scotland,
this is what's amazing. This is the second time, as far as we know, there could be more, that somebody has called the police in Great Britain saying, my God, there's a tiger.
What are they
and
thinking?
And it turns out it's a big stuffed tiger.
God. Those people miss the empire.
They really do. Because, you know, tigers are very common in Great Britain. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Well, she got 6 right, 12 more points. Oof. She has a total of 16. Mm. Moves into the lead.
So, Bill, how many then does Adam, our last panelist, need to win?
6 to tie and 7 to win.
All right, Adam, here we go.
It's a tiger! Oh, no, never mind. It's an audience.
Here we go,
it's a tiger! Oh, no. It's only our beloved host, Peter Sagal. False alarm!
All right.
Oh, it's my pencil! Sorry!
All right. Here we go, Adam. All right, Adam, this is for the game. According to a report from the AP, over 11 million people enrolled in blank for 2018.
Obamacare.
Yes. The National Transit Safety Board said they're investigating the cause of the second blank crash in 2 weeks.
Amtrak.
This week, the DHS's cybersecurity chief said that blank successfully hacked some states' voter registration systems in 2016.
The Ruskies.
Yes. On Thursday, aftershocks from a 6.4 magnitude earthquake slowed rescue efforts in blank.
Taiwan.
Yes, a Norwegian man was stopped by police this week after he was spotted blanking.
Buying 15,000 eggs.
No. This happened back in Norway. He was stopped for cross-country skiing with improper technique.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
You gotta wear pants, guy.
They take it seriously. But the chafing. After reporting their first ever quarterly profit, shares in social media site blank shot up 22% this week.
Twitter.
Yes, on Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service announced it would unveil a stamp featuring beloved PBS icon blank next month.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, thanks to an advance in food science announced this week, the next big trend in fine dining might be food that blanks.
Monitors itself as it passes through your system.
No. That levitates.
Oh.
Sure. Oh. Sure, paying $40 for a single bite of food is great, but you know what's better? Plucking it out of the air with your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay,
those
that
Doritos
sounds
will
great.
Rise right out of the bag, Amy.
That sounds awesome.
This new technology is called Tasty Floats. It uses sound waves to levitate food particles in front of you. You just open your mouth and grab it as it floats by like a human sea anemone.
We don't deserve to live.
I know. Bill, did Adam do well enough to win?
No, but he tied Amy.
There you go.